54. It was that stinking Rufiji water, Herman Fleischer decided, and moved painfully in his mashil as another cramp took him. The hot hand of dysentery had closed on his stomach, added to his mood of dark resentment. His present discomfort was directly linked to the arrival of Blucher in his territory, the indignities he had experienced at the hands of the captain, the danger he had run into his brush with the English bandits at the start of this expedition, and since then the constant, gruelling work and ever-present fear of another attack, the nagging of the engineer whom von Kleiner had placed over him. He hated everything to do with that cursed warship. He hated every man aboard her. The jogging motion of the mashil bearers stirred the contents of his belly, making it gurgle and squeak. He would have to stop again, and he looked ahead for a suitable place in which to find privacy. Ahead of him, the caravan of porters were toiling along the shallow bottom of a valley between two sparsely wooded ridges of shale and broken rock. The column was spread out in an untidy straggle half a mile long, for it comprised just under 1,000 men. In the van, 100 of them, stripped to loincloths and shiny with sweat, were wielding their long pangas on the scrub. Their blades glinting as they rose and fell, the thudding of the blows muted in the lazy heat of afternoon. Working under the supervision of Gunter Rabe, the young engineering officer from Blucher, they were cutting out the narrow track, widening it for the passage of the bulky objects that followed. Dwarfing the men that swarmed around them, these four objects rolled slowly along, rocking and swaying over patches of uneven ground. Now and then, halting as they came up against a tree stump or outcrop of rock, before the animal exertions of 200 black men could get them rolling again. 3 weeks previously, they had beached the freighter Rhinelander in Dar es Salaam harbour and dismantled 8 slabs of her plating. Then, from the metal frames of her hull, Rabe had shaped 8 enormous wheel rims, 14 feet in diameter. Into each of these he had welded a sheet of 1.5-inch plating 10-foot square. Using the freighter's bollards as axles, he had linked these 8 discs in 4 pairs. Thus, each of these contraptions looked like the wheel and axle assembly of a gigantic Roman chariot. Herman Fleischer had made a swift recruitment tour and secured 900 able-bodied volunteers from the town of Dar es Salaam and its outlying villages. These 900 were now engaged in trundling the 4 sets of wheels southward towards the Rufiji Delta. While they worked, Herman's askari stood by with loaded Mausers to discourage any of the volunteers from succumbing to an attack of homesickness, a malady which was fast reaching epidemic proportions, aggravated as it was by shoulders rubbed raw by contact with harsh, sun-heated metal, and by palms whose outer layers of skin had been smeared away on the rough hemp ropes. They had been 2 weeks at their labours, and they were still 30 torturous miles from the river. Herman Fleischer squirmed again in his mashil, as the amoebic dysentery gnawed at his guts.
"Mother of a pig!"
he moaned, and then shouted at the bearers,
"Quickly, take me to those trees!"
He pointed to a clump of wild ebony that smothered one of the side draws of the valley. With alacrity, the mashil bearers swung off the path and trotted up the draw. Within the screen of wild ebony they paused, while the commissioner alighted from the hammock and hurried into the deepest recess of the bush to be alone. There he drew himself down with a communal sigh and gave themselves up to a session of African calisthenics. When the commissioner came out of retreat, he was hungry. It was cool and restful in the shade, an ideal place to take his mid-afternoon snack. Rabe would have to fend for himself for an hour or so. Herman nodded to his personal servant, who set up the camp table and opened the food box. His mouth was full of sausage when the first rifle shot clapped dully in the dusty, dry air.